Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We'll be talking about three different high school games I went to on Tuesday night, the high school basketball trifecta. We're recapping each and every one of those games from Clintonville, New London, and Hortonville in that order. And we'll also stop by with and meet with New London Wrestling as our team of the week. This is podcast number 65. It's bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast at newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, or wapakoneta.com. It's all the same exact website. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. Show will go straight to your phone. Generally post us on Friday night and share it on social media every Saturday morning. But this week's show, it's a midweek special. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. But like we said, I went to three basketball games on Tuesday night, and pretty much averaged, because I went from Clintonville, New London to Hortonville, and pretty much averaged about 6 minutes of game time for each game. Made sure I had enough pictures, and I went on to the next game. But we start in Clintonville, where the Truckers got a big win over Little Chute. Little Chute came into this game with a 7-2 record, so a big win for the Truckers. They beat Little Chute at home 50-45. Leading scorer for the Truckers was Alberto Dominguez. He had 12 points. Sam Whitman, he also added 11 for the Truckers in the win. Sean Finger and Nathan Morse each finished with 8 points for the Truckers, 7 points for Presley Rosenau. As the Clintonville Truckers boys basketball team improves to 6-5 this season. Nice win for them, obviously beating a team that is a little bit ahead of them in the conference standings. Now Little Chute is 4-3. Clintonville is now at 3-4 after the win. But in the first half of that game, I got out. I went to New London, where the Bulldogs went up against Mosinee and beat the, I'm not sure what they're called, Mosinee, whatever they're called. They beat Mosinee 69-60. Big game here for Garrett Losey. He had 31 points in this one. Connor Brinkman had 16. Brady Rogers had 10 points. I was able to watch the start of the second half in this game. I got there at halftime, and the Bulldogs were ahead when I got there, and they're ahead when I left, and they finished off with the win. They went on went into halftime leading 38-29, and both teams scored 31 points in the second half, as the Bulldogs finished with a 9-point victory to improve themselves to 7-3 on the season, including 3-2 in the Bay Conference. Even though this was not, it was a non-conference game, just heads up, they are a 3-2 team in the Bay Conference moving forward. So there we go. But then we finished off Tuesday night's high school basketball trifecta with a game in Hortonville. The Polar Bears played against Appleton West in the boys basketball game, and Hortonville lost this one 67-58. Hortonville was down to 33-26 at halftime, and were outscored 34-32 in the second half with a 9-point defeat. And leading scorer was Mitch Tendeski. He had 14 points. Cole Warning had 10 points, while we had Jordan Yonke. He had, I think it's how you pronounce it, Jordan Yonke had 8 points, while Parker Lawrence and Logan Grossman each scored 7 for the Polar Bears. I was able to watch about the last 6 minutes or so of this game, and saw one technical foul. Not exactly sure what happened, but those are always exciting. But the Polar Bears lost this one, and they dropped the record to 5-5 on the season, including 4-4 in the Fox Valley Association. So tough loss for the Polar Bears as they look to get back on track on Friday at home against Nina. We'll finish off with our team of the week. It's New London Wrestling. I met with them after practice on Wednesday, and it went pretty fantastic. Here is New London Wrestling as our team of the week.
And we're here with New London Wrestling as our team of the week. We start with Travis Kunke. What did you learn at school today?
I learned, that's a tough one, how to make a slot machine in an advanced class, I guess.
Awesome.
Drafting, yeah.
What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
What did you get for Christmas this year?
I got throwing knives.
Awesome. What is your best wrestling moment?
Best wrestling moment is actually losing in sectionals, because it made me learn I needed to go out and fight harder over the summer. It gave me the drive to work harder.
Favorite teacher at New London High School is who?
Mr. Foose, because he always challenged me, and just a different quality teacher.
And plans at Travis Cody on to get into?
Wrestling college.
Any idea where?
Not yet.
Next up here with Brent Peterson. We got a few questions sent in. This one comes from Jacob Hoyer on Instagram. How are you so jacked?
You know, just sitting in the weight room, eating chicken, and yeah, just
that does it up. And this one comes in from Logan Losey on Twitter. Question for Peterson, ask him why he wants to look like that.
Why do I want to look like that? Because, you know, not many people can look like that.
Sure.
Being that jacked.
I understand, yeah. I have the same problem myself. Yeah. What's something we should know about your coach, Nathan Kruger, and say quietly so he doesn't have to hear you?
He pushes us, you know, makes us drill, and I like it.
And favorite teacher at New London High School?
Probably Mr. Fuis.
Why is he your favorite?
You know, he has good jokes, knows how to get me working, and yeah, motivating.
And then plans after high school, what do you
want to
do?
Don't really know yet, but we'll figure it out.
Next up here with Brent Helston, bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
Before I die?
Yeah.
I would like to make it to a Michigan Wolverine game.
There you go. What do you think of their season this year?
That was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should have beat Ohio State.
Ohio State game, that was a tough one. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food would probably be a cheeseburger.
There you go.
With some fries.
Funniest teammate on New London Wrestling is who?
Funniest teammate would have to be Brent Peterson. He's just a weird guy and he likes to make jokes.
Brent, tell me a joke, make me laugh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that just,
very good, yep. Must be really funny. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
My favorite teacher would probably be Mrs. Marcourt.
Why is she your favorite?
She's a pretty good teacher. Teaches me accounting, and she's good at it.
Yeah. And then plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Attend some college, either I'm thinking La Crosse or Eau Claire.
Let me finish off with Addison Young. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A duck.
Why would you want to be a duck?
Because on the surface they look like really calm, but on the bottom, like below the surface, you can't see like all like the action that's going on, and I feel like that represents me pretty well because on the surface I look like normal, but on the inside I'm like stressing out a lot.
Okay, wow, I went deep with that answer. Like, favorite movie?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith or American Ultra.
What do you enjoy most of being the New London Wrestling team?
Oh, I love the guys. I mean, they pick on you a lot, but like,
yeah,
it's fun. There's not really a lot of drama. It's just, you give them some crap and they give it right back.
Sure. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Miss Yerkey.
Why is that?
Because she knows a lot about what she's doing and she's pretty reliable, and I feel like I can tell her anything if I need to.
And then plans at high school, what do you
gotta do? Hopefully I'm gonna go to Lakeland for exercise science and wrestle for their women's wrestling team.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for the first of two episodes this week. We'll be going two episodes the next few weeks because we missed a few, and we got to get back on track. And Hortonville girls basketball, I believe, will be our Team of the Week this week, so looking forward to that. Probably going to drop that one on Saturday morning. That is the plan. For our second podcast of the week, it should be pretty fantastic. But thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. My name is Eric Cook here, and I'll talk to you later this week.